This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Red Hawk football's on the way, too, which is really good. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, it's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan. Browns in Philadelphia, they're practicing right now. They will play at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and the man who's on the Fan hotline will be calling that game on local television here in town. He's Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? It's bright and early out there in sunny Southern California. How are you?
Good. Good.
Okay, so people are screaming like crazy that Shador's not getting reps today, and he should be getting reps, and Kenny Pickett's not doing everything. He's 7-on-7, but Dylan Gabriel's getting a lot of reps. It's getting a little confusing trying to find playing time in practice for five quarterbacks, Chris. That's the only thing I'll say about this mess right now. What do you think?
Yeah. I do think that Kevin has to explain why Tyler Huntley is getting some reps that you would think Shador should get.
Yes.
During the back end of the broadcast on Friday night, we talked, Joe and I talked about, okay, what does this performance mean, if anything? And Joe said he would like to see Shador get some first team reps against Philadelphia this week. Doesn't mean it can't happen still. I mean, there is another day as well. But that part is a little perplexing, and I thought that Joe's point was a pretty good one, was that you do want to see how much he is retaining, how well he can do against a great defense, a Super Bowl caliber defense, just at this point, so that everybody kind of knows. So Shador knows what it takes to be out there against that top-notch NFL talent, so that the coaching staff knows where he is. I think that's fair. You know, I mean, nobody can, even though it certainly feels like Shador has outperformed Dylan Gabriel in practice, and that is the prevailing theory here, I don't think people can say, well, okay, Dylan doesn't deserve any reps, because he does. They're both developmental quarterbacks. When you get drafted late in the third and in the middle of the fifth, you are considered developmental quarterbacks. There's not one team that says, I am taking my franchise quarterback there. Not one. And so those guys both need it. Tyler Huntley, whether it's 7-on-7 or team reps, I don't know what purpose that serves. And that's a question I can't answer.
Chris, what's the goal here? We got five quarterbacks. What is the goal? Is the goal to figure out, I'm just trying to mix this whole thing together and try to figure it out. What is the goal, I guess, for this week, for next week, and then moving forward?
So it's interesting. I think there's two conveyor belts at work here. Number one, first and foremost, is trying to get whomever it is, and I think it's Joe Flacco, obviously, ready for the September opener against the Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the most important thing, right? You can't sacrifice any bit of this season at the beginning of the year to start thinking about 2026. The other thing is, how do you continue to get your rookies ready? You know, I personally sit here and think that if one of those two guys is the long-term answer, and it feels like Shador is obviously better physically to handle this job at an NFL level, that it would be a lottery ticket. And you would be like, oh, my God, we hit on it. It's in a fifth round. That's amazing. We can use two firsts next year either to hold a team ransom or to fix other glaring holes in this organization. Like, perfect. That's the way it would work out. I personally think that they want to feel like they've got a backup quarterback of the future, which I know sounds totally ridiculous when you don't have a starter for the future, but it is very possible. I mean, the people I've talked to, I'm talking about outside of the building, not in the building, but people who look and study draft classes and things of that nature, they all feel like the Browns' starting quarterback of the future will be found next April in Pittsburgh, of all places, which is where the draft is going to be. And so, you know, we're going to have some salary cap issues. So if you're able to have a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback on rookie deals, you're ahead of the game, or at least have the ability to repair whatever sort of financial situation you're in. I know it's a strange way to look at it, but I think that's how I'm looking at it a little bit.
Chris, do the Browns need to see a lot of Kenny Pickett, or do they have enough on tape from what he's done in Pittsburgh and the little bit he played in Philadelphia to know what they think he could be for them, if he's even here?
That's a good one. I think they're really disappointed about the injury. I really do. I think that they wanted to, whether we can all sit here and say, geez, oh man, Kenny Pickett would have been our starter on opening day. I do believe that there's people in the building that thought that that was going to happen. And I do think that they need to see more. You know, first and foremost, now I know that you guys have asked me before, do you think that there's possibility that we were going to carry four quarterbacks? And at the beginning of the year, I was like, come on. Nobody does that, even though we broke the 53 last year with four, and then we quickly moved on from Tyler Huntley. I do think that there's a chance. I really do. I think that they might want to see Kenny Pickett in some regular season games when he's healthy and ready to run. And then I would expect at some point the back half of the year, one, if not both of these rookies to get their shot. That's how I foresee it.
Hey, what was your assessment of the running backs last week, and what do we need to see going forward here?
Well, you know, Jerome Ford didn't play. Dylan Sampson just got a couple of plays.
Yeah, barely.
I was impressed with Amani Marshall, the rookie out of Appalachian State. I thought he looked really good. He picked up the blitz on Shador's second touchdown, did a great job on that one. I thought he ran with purpose. I thought he showed a little bit of a burst. I believe that both the wide receiver and running back rooms are pretty wide open. We don't know exactly what is going to go on with Quinshon Judkins at this point, who isn't even signed yet. We don't know if he does sign, if he would, or how long a penalty he would face. All sorts of stuff. So I think the running back room is pretty open. And I think there's space for a guy, an undrafted guy, to make a statement there. And by the way, Trevion Williams, who's been a veteran, he hasn't done a lot with the football in Cincinnati in 6 years, but he looked great for a guy who signed just a week before.
Chris, what do they do when the time might be appropriate for Quinshon Judkins to be signed and brought in here after he's pushed his court date back? He waived his right to a speedy trial, which would free him up to actually play this year.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know how that goes. You know, the NFL has all the information on stuff like that, and they don't have to wait for legal proceedings to run their course in order to dole out their own punishment. And so, you know, you can look back and see what guys in similar situations, and whether they're allegations or proven through a court of law, what those histories have been all about. So, you know, I mean, the team answers those questions. I think it's silly for me to sit here and project when I don't have information.
Your thoughts on our best player on the team getting a ticket for over 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, it drives me nuts. Yeah. It drives me nuts. I mean, you know, people are saying, well, what sort of example is he setting for younger people? Well, I don't want to be on the same road as him. That's what I'm concerned about. I wouldn't want my kids on the same road as him. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned that what is Isaiah McGuire thinking about this? Like, that's, I'm sorry, that doesn't register with me. I don't give a crap about that stuff. You know, Kevin said it. I mean, this is a guy who rolled his Porsche and was fortunate that he was able to walk away. And if that doesn't teach you, I don't know what does. And I get it. That everybody's built different. This happens in every community we're in every walk of life. I don't care whether you're a sports talk show host, a guy who calls games, or a guy who chases quarterbacks for a living. Like, it's irresponsible. It's upsetting. It's disappointing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And that's that. I mean, I don't have anything on the else to say other than I worry about people on the street all the time when my kids are on the road. And this is just proof as to why.
Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network, and you'll hear him with Joe Thomas coming up on the Browns preseason telecast coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock start in Philadelphia. Carson Schlesinger stepped in, seemed to do a pretty nice job, Chris. What do you think of the rookie's play and kind of running that defense?
Yeah, I mean, 13 snaps, 6 tackles. It's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm not going to say they lucked into it because they knew what was going on with JOK at the time of the draft. I don't believe the Browns were ready for Jordan Hicks to call it quits at the time that he did. So it even became more important for Schlesinger to not only be drafted, but to be glue in the middle of that defense. And I think that's exactly what he's going to be. You know, for so long, Browns fans have not had a lot of guys whose jerseys they could confidently buy, certainly not at the quarterback position. But, you know, we've now had Myles Garrett getting into year 9, Denzel Ward year 8. And Carson Schlesinger, I believe, is going to be one of those players who, if you buy the number 49, you're not going to have to put Schlesinger in Velcro. You might need to pay a little bit extra because there's so many letters on his last name. But I think you can confidently buy it. I love the way he plays. I think he's great in every facet of the game. He's a great athlete. His reaction time is incredible. Go watch my buddy Brian Baldinger. Go watch his breakdown. It's only, you know, a minute and a half or whatever, but he kind of takes you through some of the little nuance of what he's doing at the NFL level, and it's pretty good.
Chris, a player who popped off the page that maybe fans don't know or weren't expecting from game 1 and how you'll look at them in game 2.
I'll give you one on each side of the ball, both undrafted guys. Gage Larvinen is a guy who's been the talk of practice throughout. I felt terribly for Luke Floria because he did a really nice job, that one-handed grab. You know, I hope he returns to the practice squad and gets a chance to develop with this team because I thought that was good. But Gage Larvinen is another little guy from – he played at three schools, the last two, Miami University, shout out.
Bingo.
So you can play the theme music for him when he comes on. Okay. And then last year he played at South Carolina and did a really good job. But he seems to really understand offense, where he needs to get to help his quarterback out. He's got a nice little burst. We saw it on the punt return. I thought he was really good. And once again, in a wide open, you know, room after your first two guys in Judy and Tillman, there might be a space for him. On the defensive side, I was impressed with Dom Jones. He's number 37, and he's physically an interesting corner. He's 6'2", close to 200 pounds. And I thought he made a couple of really good plays last week. There was one where he ran step for step with a receiver and, you know, down the field, made a nice play. That's a room that's going to need some help, too. I mean, outside of, you know, Ward and Newsom, they're searching. You know, you think that Miles Harden and Cam Mitchell have the inside track on the slot corner at this point. Nick Needham, I thought, made a nice statement with the interception last week. But there's going to be space for somebody to make it on this team.
Chris, look forward to hearing you on Saturday. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, boys. Take care.
Chris Rowe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.